Welcome to the Strategic Investor. Join us as we interview some of the world's most productive asset managers and uncover sophisticated and unique investment strategies in the markets. Here is your host, Charlie Wright.
Hello and welcome to Strategic Investor Radio on OC Talk Radio, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. We're very pleased you've joined us today, and we have a special opportunity to focus upon a conference that's coming up at the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego, which will be November 1st through the 3rd. It's the Sustainable Responsible Impact Investing Conference, the SRI Conference, and we have on the line from New York the producer and host of the conference, Steve Sheath. And so Steve speaks to us from the UN building in New York City. Steve, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. It's a pleasure.
So Steve, you are an RIA with First Affirmative Financial Network. And for the past several years, you have been the producer and host of this SRI conference. And so again, this conference is coming up in a couple of weeks in San Diego. Tell us, give us a history of what the SRI conference is and what it's all about.
Well, actually, this will be the 28th annual SRI conference. So we've been on the cutting edge, or maybe the bleeding edge, of this evolution in the direction of more responsible investing for a long time. This conference, I think, has been, in my opinion, of course, it's a slightly biased opinion, but has been instrumental in creating a very vibrant industry that now counts more than $8 trillion in assets under management in the U.S. alone. And that's a number that was calculated by the nonprofit organization USSIF, the Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investing. So the conference itself, as you said, San Diego, it's less than 2 weeks. It's actually a week from Wednesday when the curtain goes up on this conference. So that's only, 10 days or so. And we're expecting close to 800 people, investors and investment professionals, pretty easily, back of the napkin, representing some $10 trillion in assets. Not that we have control over that kind of money, but we have a lot of influence. And, this is the community, or I think community is a good word for it, that's really dedicated to helping direct investment capital in more positive, more healthy, even transformative ways toward the creation of a truly sustainable future, one that works for everybody.
So tell us, Steve, why should a professional or an investor consider attending the conference?
Well, the conference is really designed primarily for the investment professional. Now, that could be a CFP or a CFA or a CIMA. The investment professional, could be working for a mutual fund company or an ETF or an asset manager of some kind. But why attend? Well, frankly, especially if the person listening, if any of the listeners here are relatively new to this space and want to learn, there is no better or faster way to climb the SRI, the Sustainable Responsible Impact Investing Learning Curve, than attending the SRI conference. We start Wednesday afternoon, November 1st, at noon for lunch. We'll adjourn by 2 p.m. on Friday, so we're together for 50 hours. And during that 50 hours, there's just an incredible amount of information, and, of course, industry leaders participants will have exposure to and engagement with. And it's all about, how do we use money in a more responsible manner? How do we as investors influence the direction of culture and consciousness to help create a better world, and do it while making money at the same time? So please understand, everybody needs to understand, this is a both and. This is a make money and have a positive impact with our money on the world at the same time.
I noticed, Steve, looking at the list of speakers, they seem to be in two categories. They are either someone who is actually in the industry and has a product or an approach for sustainable, responsible impact investing, or they're someone who has a particular niche that they focus on, and they are somewhat viewed as an expert in that niche. And so is that how you guys have designed this?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, Charlie. You know, certainly if you look at the speakers, probably 55 or 60% of them are industry players, you know, people with some role, some job, you know, some organization that is working in this space, that is offering products and services and investment strategies. And the rest are industry outsiders, or maybe I should say third-party issue experts that we invite in to help educate and inform, and in some cases inspire those of us that are professionally involved in the space.
So, Steve, give us a couple of examples of the kinds of people, presentations, or exhibitors that we would see there that maybe we're not aware of, or we're not thinking of or expecting here.
I guess I would encourage people who are interested in understanding who is joining us to actually go to the website, the SRI conference website, and just scroll through the list of sponsors. I think that gives you a very good idea. You can also pull up the agenda and look at the speakers as you have done. And thank you for the homework you've done on that. But if you think about it in this context, the SRI conference is a big tent sort of program. In other words, we have a broad array of topics that we'll be discussing, broad array of speakers coming at the topics from different angles. At the you know, this general topic that I've already mentioned, this idea of directing investment capital in a more positive, healthy way. And, you know, the question is how to do that, and how to do that efficiently, how to do it effectively, how to do that within the confines, of course, of fiduciary duty, and also to deliver the kind of returns that investors, you know, investor clients are looking for. So this conference is primarily focused on the public markets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and other things. But we have a growing exposure, a growing footprint that's expanding in the direction of private equity, private debt, alternative investments that, you know, maybe the way to summarize it quickly is to say that non-exchange traded types of products. So one of the things we're doing this year is we're adding a feature to the mosaic, if you will, that is the SRI conference that we're calling our Direct Impact Showroom. And this is where we're going to feature a couple of platforms that are in business to essentially match investors and advisors with more directly impactful investment opportunities. And it's also a place to highlight 16 issuers. Now, the issuers, you know, range from CDFIs who have, you know, debt securities, you know, community notes, those kinds of things, to, you know, to actual deals, people that are looking to raise, you know, capital for a particular Reg D or Reg A kind of deal. So we've got a wide range of opportunities there. And as I said, this will be the first time that we've really featured them in their own space, you know, basically giving them, you know, a spotlight at this conference. And so we're excited about that, because I know that oftentimes, you know, your show focuses on alternative types of investments. And, you know, this SRI stuff, sustainable, responsible impact investing, may sound like an alternative to some listeners. But the reality is that there's now good quality products, services, and strategies pretty much in every asset class. And we're now, you know, embracing and bringing in, you know, more direct private equity, private debt, non-exchange traded type stuff. Very exciting.
So tell us, for those who may not be as familiar with this space as certainly you are and others who have been going to the conference or been focused on this community and industry, give us an example of a sustainable and an impact fund or investment here. Of each of those two, a sustainable investment and an impact investment, so that we can get a better feel for it for those not as familiar with it.
Actually, Charlie, I'm going to decline to do that. So just let me explain why. Again, if you kind of scan through the sponsoring organizations, you know, all of them are offering products and services, and frankly, it would be unfair for me to, you know, to point to one or two of them and, you know, make a big deal about that. I feel, from an ethical perspective, that's not my place. I think that, you know, as conference producer, I provide an opportunity and a platform for many different product service providers and deals and issuers to, you know, to share information and to attract attention from advisors and from clients. So what I will say, though, if you don't mind, is kind of give you a bigger picture answer. So one of the things we're doing this year is featuring, spotlighting, if you will, the growing and I think really fascinating new focus on the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. When you introduced me, you said I was standing in a building at the UN, and that's in fact I am, and I apologize for any background noise that may be polluting, you know, this recording. But I'm here to meet with some very high-level people at the UN who are involved with the Sustainable Development Goal. And what I started noticing 6-7 months ago is that many, and in fact most, of the large global public companies, as they're publishing their sustainability reports, are tying them and featuring the SDGs. Not all of them, you know, but any particular company will identify 3 or 4 or 5 sustainable development goals and talk about their commitment in context of the goals and progress toward achieving them. You know, in other words, how companies are contributing to a better world in the context of the SDGs. So we're bringing the SDG conversation to the conference for the first time. On the investor side, we've got some very sophisticated asset managers and analysts that are mapping SDGs against what we've called for a decade or more ESG, Environment Social Governance Factors.
Right.
So the ESG factor analysis, which really forms the core of the investment strategies that, you know, currently make up this industry, are now beginning to morph so that investment managers and clients can look at companies through the lenses of the Sustainable Development Goals. So when you and I are talking to an investor, and we discover that investor is really interested in gender issues, just to take one example, well, you know, that Sustainable Development Goal is obviously of interest to that client. And when we talk about a particular company that we recommend for a portfolio and point out that this company has a major commitment to that particular goal, that resonates deeply with clients who care about this kind of stuff. Clients who are looking to do more than just make money with their investment strategies. These are clients, of course, that are looking to make money and make a difference. And so the SDGs, I think, this year are a major sub-theme of the conference. I think it's going to be really big and important and, you know, huge buzz is going to generate from this.
Thanks, Steve. And we certainly understand and appreciate that you do not want to emphasize one particular program or one sponsor's program over another. A little different question here, Steve, question that often comes up with SRI, Sustainable Responsible Impact Investing, is should an investor expect to have to sacrifice some return in order to achieve the social goals that they would like to achieve?
It's a great question, and I'm going to ask you a question back, and it's rhetorical, so I don't need you to respond. But, here's an interesting, for me at least, an interesting question. Why is it that we as human beings, or we as Americans, or we as investors, seem to be hardwired to believe that if you're going to do something good with money, that you have to sacrifice returns? I honestly don't know the answer to that. I've been asking myself that question and many others. Many other people. I ask that question about every time I talk to an individual or, you know, even a group of 600 or 800 people. And nobody knows the answer to it, but it is there. It's kind of hardwired. And so you're reflecting that in your question. And it's a good question. And I will say that, you know, being involved in this space for a long time, I'll say that in the beginning, we didn't know the answer to that question. We had belief, but we didn't have data. Now we have lots of data. So there is academic research. There's probably 100, probably maybe 200 studies. There's also just real world results. So anybody who's actually willing to pay attention will very quickly notice that is a myth that has been busted. Myth of, you know, having to give up something in order to invest in a more responsible or sustainable or positively impactful way. Now, investors can choose to take a lower return for perhaps higher impact, but that's certainly not necessary. So it kind of comes down to what are the client's goals and objectives, and which part of a investment portfolio is allocated to what kind of risk profile. But the quick answer is that's not even a question anymore.
Well, thank you, Steve. Okay, Steve, so any final words for our listeners who may be on the fence considering coming? First of all, San Diego's a beautiful place, especially in early November and compared to elsewhere. And the Hotel Del Coronado, anybody who goes on the website and sees the photograph of that, they will salivate over that opportunity. So final words of encouragement here, Steve.
Well, we usually do this in Colorado. In the mountains. In fact, this conference for many years was called SRI in the Rockies. This year we'll be on the beach for the first time, and perhaps the last time. I don't know when we'll be back. We'll probably be back in the Rocky Mountains next year, and the year after that, looks like. So this is kind of a unique opportunity based on the physical location. At this point, if the 800 people that I'm expecting show up, we will essentially be over capacity. So it's going to be a high energy crowd. It's going to be tight and cozy, and it's going to be awesome. So anybody who might be considering joining us, I would encourage you to act quickly. And in fact, expect that the Hotel Del Coronado is sold out, and so you may need to be looking for lodging elsewhere. But Charlie, thank you for this opportunity to speak. I really appreciate it.
And Steve, it's our pleasure, and we're very happy to do it. And to let everybody know, Strategic Investor Radio and I will be there, OC Talk Radio, we'll be doing interviews on site. And anyone who hears this, you're welcome to come up and have a chat with us. We'd love to meet you. So again, we've been talking with Steve Sheath, who is at the UN building here, there in New York City. And Steve has been the producer and host for some time for the SRI conference. Steve, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll see you in San Diego.
Okay. So again, this is Charlie Wright admonishing everyone. We'd love to see you at the Hotel Del Coronado between November 1st and November 3rd in San Diego for the Sustainable Responsible Impact Investing. The website is SRIconference.com. That's SRIconference.com. And we appreciate you joining us today. Look forward to seeing you at the conference. And we'd love to hear from you. You can get a hold of us at info@strategicinvestorradio.com. You can go to our website to hear podcasts of all of our interviews and shows, strategicinvestorradio.com. This is Charlie Wright wishing you an enjoyable week and productive investing.
Strategic Investor Radio is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. Content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host Charlie Wright or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.